October 14th, part 2 translation.
So, Baba was, my mother was thinking, I came to this world from the womb of Mother Saji in order to bestow breath to everyone. But now the student community of Navadvip are thinking to give me a beating. Alas, I brought the medicine. There's a medicine that cures mucus. But if you take too much of it, it causes mucus. But alas, I came to save them. But instead of saving me, they are thinking ill of me. And they are going to hell. Therefore, I will not stay anymore within the Grihastha ashram. I will take sannyas. Because when I go far away from them, then they will understand my glories. And they will offer pranams to me anyhow. Even mother and father have to offer pranams to sannyasi. So, one must offer pranam to a sannyasi anyhow. They will, even if they think I'm ordinary, by offering pranam to me as a sannyasi, they will attain auspiciousness. Therefore, five persons had some inkling of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of sannyas. That was Chandrasekhar Acharya, Sri Ganada Pandit, Sri Jagadananda Pandit, Sri Nityananda Guru, and Mukunda. Therefore, the day before sannyas, Mahaprabhu went to Goshpali, the cowherd community, what is now called Sarupganj, and same morning. And he took milk there from them. Then he went to the shop of Shridhar, the college of Shridhar. And anyhow, by hook or by crook, he kidnapped one Loki, he stole one Loki. Just see, Bhaktara Dramu Prabhu Kari Kari Kari. Krishna, Kari Kari, he steals the offering of the devotee. But from the non-devotee, he will not accept anything. Krishna went to the palace of Duryodhana, which was made of gold, but he did not accept even one pakora. But from the house of Vidura, he took the unripe bananas. Therefore, from the milk and the combination of milk and the logi, Mother Sachi made logi kia, lagi kia. And with that she offered bhog to Thakurji, and Mahaprabhu took that with great prema. Then he was thinking, I will go to Katwa. So on that morning, when Sri Krishna Priya Devi went to take bath in the Ganga, on the way she stubbed her toe and blood was coming. This is most inauspicious. And when she was taking bath in the Ganga, the nose ring, which is given to the bride at the day at the time of marriage, that was lost. Despite searching a lot, she could not find it. This is also very auspicious.
Inauspicious.
She was thinking, what is my future? I don't know what will happen now. On that afternoon, Mahaprabhu dressed very beautifully, and he was chewing pan, and he called Vishnu Priya with so much affection. And with his own hand, he was decorating her, and also gave part of her mouth. So instead of becoming happy, she became most dissatisfied. Why is he giving so much affection to me? Before this day, he had never spoken to me even with affection. Why is he giving so much now? Just like a lamp or a candle, just before it's extinguished, it burns so brightly, like this. Therefore, she expressed her grief to Mother Sachi, but Mother Sachi prayed, don't worry, the Sunidev will protect you. While Mahaprabhu Nimai was talking with Vishnu Priya with so much affection, she knew he will leave me. Therefore she took a vow, I will not sleep tonight. But Nimai called his Yoga Maya, which came on her eyelids with like the weight of millions of stones, and she slept. Nimai glanced one time back to her, then left the house forever, being very cruel. Mother Sachi knew he was took sannyas, therefore she was waiting on the door like a statue. Nimai never asked permission from her. Simply he circumambulated her and did pranam. He went to Nidai Ghat, and there in the cold month of Magh, he jumped in the Ganga and swam to Katwa, to the ashram of Keshav Bharati. Mahaprabhu prayed again and again for him to take sannyas. Please give me sannyas. But Keshav Bharati was hesitating because he had visited the house of Mother Sachi many times and she had given him prasadam with so much affection. Therefore, he was not ready to give her him sannyas. But anyhow, they called the Baba to shave Nimai's head, but he refused. How he can shave such beautiful hair? But Nimai called his Yogamaya, and anyhow, the head was shaved. Then he went to take the sannyas mantra. Then he said, what mantra will I get? Is it this mantra? And he whispered that mantra in the ear of Keshav Bharati. Therefore he made him his disciple by trick, and then he took the mantra from him. Then the line coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the meaning of sannyas, actually indicates the acceptance of the mood of the Vrajagopis. It is not an ordinary thing at all. We are not like the Advaita Sampradaya. Our intention is completely different. The Guru said, what mantra they take, I am not sure. Maybe Tatvamasi. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas in the mood of the Brahman. That is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam with a strong determination. I will engage in the Seva of Mukunda, Paramatma Nishtha, with strong determination. So anyhow, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya performed the samskars of the yajna and the other details of sannyas. What name he took? An astonishing name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then being intoxicated with Prem, I will go to Vrindavan. But being absorbed in ecstasy, Mahaprabhu did not know it was day or night or which is the way to Vrindavan. So Nityananda is very kind. Then when he was ahead of Mahaprabhu, there were some boys grazing cows, and he said, when that sannyasi comes to ask which is the way to Vrindavan, you point that way, down the Ganga, towards Shantipur. So Mahaprabhu, he did not go to Vrindavan, but on the trick of Nidai, he came to Shantipur, the place of Sri Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaita Acharya was waiting there with a boat and with dry cloth for Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu saw Advaita Acharya, he was astonished. Are you also at Vrindavan? Then Advaita Acharya smiled. Yes, yes. Where you are? That is Vrindavan. Why? Because the Ganga, this side is Yamuna, and that side is the flow of the Ganga. Then when Nityananda, he also went to Navadvip and brought Sachimata, and millions and millions of devotees, they flooded to Shantipur to have the darshan of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There were millions of persons. How they crossed the river was a miracle. Some came in boats, some came in banana plants. Anyhow, they crossed, and what happened will be here tomorrow. Go, Pranamadi.
Tomorrow.
Jivani of Sanyasi. Shantipur mein Maya se milna. Meeting of Sachi Maya. Instruction to Ramnath Das Goswami. Then, by the order of Madan, he began to go towards Puri. In the way, he chose Gopinath and read the story. Then Gandhabhanga, how Nityananda Prabhu, and then Mahaprabhu told, you all should go away first. I will go later on, or I will go first. Then Mahaprabhu, they told you to go. And then Sar Kaum Patracha Jivinan and Vedanta Srava. and each time Radha Madhava Prasad. If you don't believe me, you will discuss it. Agamika.